This week's dry bean scene is made possible by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, BASF, SRS Commodities, and Johnstown Bean Company. The 2020 dry edible bean harvest is starting in the Northern Plains. At Grace City, North Dakota, farmer Justin Topp started putting pinto beans through the combine this week.
Yep, so we desiccated our first pinto beans last week, Tuesday, so we're a week, and so we're actually hoping to go out and try a sample. We, you know, they will be for sure, a majority of them will be going through the combine this week, so they look really good too. So they survived the heat early on, and they look really good. The pod fill looks really good. The pod set on the dry beans and the soybeans look really good. I'm really hopeful that the late season harvest is pretty good for the crops that we did get planted.
Harvest is also nearing in the Lake Region area of North Dakota, according to Rock and Roll Agronomy owner Jason Hansen.
The ones that I look at myself, well, we're seeded a little later, but they're starting to senesce. But with these temps slowing down, cooling off, they'll hold on a little longer. So about a little earlier than normal, I think things are, because of heat, have been pushed along. But yeah, it's time to go.
And as we've been hearing, a lot of the dry edible beans have been desiccated, and more of that desiccation will be completed very soon. BASF Technical Services Representative Ken Dibert says the optimal timing for application is when the pods take on a tan to yellow color, and there should be no more than 30% of the green vegetation at canopy.
You're going to have a pretty good mix of both, especially at the upper portion of that canopy. Several of those pods are still going to be green, and that's okay.
That's the dry bean scene on the Red River Farm Network. Thanks for tuning in this week.